Hey, I didn't think you'd be back this early. Sorry, I was just watching a horror movie. No, nothing scary. It was the first Blade film, actually. Oh, it's really no big deal. I just thought you might like having someone greet you at home. Plus, I like spending time in your apartment. Really, you've got a good setup here. It's very cozy. I'd stay here all the time if I could. Your plants are doing well. I gave them as much love as I could. I was very careful with the amount of water I used. You could take a look if you want. Well, I wouldn't go that far. They didn't look that much better than when you left. Sure, the leaves are a little greener now, but that's only because I talked to them. No, it really does work. I always talk to my plants, and they love it. Seriously, I know it sounds silly, but you can't deny the results. Well, maybe if you'll come over sometime, we can talk to them together. You do owe me for house sitting. Actually, I might have an idea if you really want to make it up to me. I'm going to a Halloween party with my friends later, and I was wondering if you might want to come along. It'll be fun. My friends are all going to be wearing matching witch costumes like this one. But you don't have to go. I know you must be tired after that long work trip. Oh, you already have plans? Are you sure you don't want to go to the party with me? It's really casual, I promise. In fact, we can skip the party entirely. Why don't you and I just go out somewhere? We can even stay here and watch some movies. No, I understand. You're busy. I thought you'd make room for me. Don't act like this is coming out of nowhere. You know that we aren't just neighbors, or just friends for that matter. There's something much, much deeper between us. I come over here every week, and when I knock, you open the door like you've been waiting for me. There's no hesitation. You just let me in. And when we're together, you seem completely at ease, able to finally let your guard down. But there's more to it. A hidden desire within you that creeps out every now and then. A longing. I can see it in your eyes even now. Merely being near me makes your heart beat faster, doesn't it? Why are you moving away from me? I'm not going to hurt you. There. Isn't this better? Let me hold you in my arms. Yeah. I bet it's nice when I rub my hands over your back. How about that? Do you like feeling my soft lips on your neck? Where are you going? Hold on for a second. Leave? No, I'm not going to leave. Listen, it's okay. I know you love me. There's no need to hide it, so why don't you just come back into my arms, sweetie? Oh, why are you being so difficult? You aren't leaving either. Please, get away from the door. Stop. Didn't you hear me? I said stop. Oh, I'm sorry. That was That wasn't supposed to happen. How can I be so stupid? I didn't mean to do that. You were just being so stubborn, and it made me get really angry. I couldn't control myself. God, you look so frightened. Like an animal caught in a trap. It must be scary, not being able to move your own body. I don't like using this spell. You have to believe me. But when I saw you trying to get away from me, it just happened. You have to understand. I always become a little unstable during Samhain. The influx of power is hard to manage, even for me. Sometimes it makes you do things you wouldn't otherwise. But I'll admit, this is somewhat extreme. Taking control of someone's body, removing their autonomy. It still makes me uncomfortable. Here, come back over here. Come back to me. I'll try and break the spell. It should only take a few seconds. You won't even feel anything. And when I'm done, you'll be free. Free to do whatever you want. I'm sorry. I can't. This is my best chance to make you understand. Please, don't look at me like that. It's for your own good. It really is. Think about it, sweetie. How come we spend so much time together? That every time I smile at you, your face turns red. And we're still only friends. It isn't because of me. I know that much. I've been trying to have you go on a date with me for almost a year. In fact, I don't think you realize how much it hurt me being rejected like that so many times. I used to wonder if there was something wrong with me, but I finally figured it out. I had an epiphany. You're afraid of me. You're afraid of being happy. It's true. That's why you go out looking for one-night stands, even though you know you'll only feel worse in the morning. You don't think you deserve to be loved. Fuck that. Because you're wrong. You deserve all the good things in the world. And when you give yourself over to me, I'll give them to you. That's why I have to show you that you're mine. That you belong to me. Take off your clothes. There's no use in fighting, sweetie. Your body obeys me now. You're only going to hurt yourself. There you go. Just give up control. Good boy. I'm doing this because I love you. Because I care for you more than anything. You were a little confused, that's all. But soon, you'll see. Now, get the rest of those clothes off. Underwear, too. Let me take this in for a moment. You look so much better naked. I could stare at that wonderful body all day.
Touch your cock for me. Yeah. Rub the head with your hand. Slowly. You have to get it nice and hard for me. That's my good boy. Feel the blood rushing down there as I make you play with yourself. Now, start stroking. Pump your cock for me. Oh, fuck. Just watching you is making me wet. I think I'll sit down in your chair and rub my slit through my black panties. Not too fast, darling. Take your time and savor the pleasure. You know, there never was a party. Well, not a party as you would understand it. If you'd been a obedient little boy, like you're supposed to be, I would have taken you to meet my coven. So, maybe it wasn't a complete lie. My friends are going to be there, and I imagine they'll all be appropriately dressed for the occasion. Anyway, we were going to initiate you into the coven. In my mind, that was the best way to bind you to me. My sisters wanted me to take a more direct route with you. You see, they all have their own little pets, and were worried that I hadn't found someone yet. My sisters, they tend to be more aggressive than me. If they want something, they take it. But I'm usually more timid than that. I'm sure they'd be proud if they saw what I'm doing right now. Making you put on a show like this. It does have its appeal. Try going a little faster. There you go. Stroke that beautiful cock. Watching you jerk off is way hotter than I ever imagined. At this rate, I'm going to ruin my panties if I don't move them aside. Maybe I'll slip a finger inside. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's it. Do you like watching me pleasure myself, darling? Do you wish that your cock was inside me instead? Oh, thrusting. Spreading me open. That it was your hands on my cute little breasts. I could do it, you know. I could force you to come over here and take me raw. I might not even have to use the spell. What do you think? But your eyes, that little bit of yourself I'm letting you control, they look terrifying. It's all right. You just haven't gotten used to this yet. Oh, man. Oh, fuck, I hit a spot. Oh. Oh. Soon enough, you'll have your head in my lap, my hands running through your hair, and you'll wonder why you ever hesitated. Yeah. Are you gonna be a good boy? Are you gonna let mommy pamper you like she's always wanted to? Oh dear. Did I let that slip out? Sorry, sweetie. It's just something that turns me on. I know it's a little kinky, but I really do love the idea of being your mommy. Will you be my sweet boy? Are you going to do exactly what I tell you? Well, I guess it doesn't matter now.
can have you call me whatever I like. Oh, here. Tell Mommy that you love her more than anyone else. Oh, good boy. See how nice that sounds coming from your lips? Good boy. Now, start stroking faster. Yeah, work that cock. But no coming. Just edge for me. For now. Oh, fuck. You look so adorable like this. The way you're desperately moving your hand. I think you're getting close. I wish I could have you finish me off. But somehow, that feels like it'd be worse than this. That I'd be doing something I couldn't take back. Screw it. In for a penny, right? Oh, stop stroking and get on your knees. Oh, fuck. Oh, you look so good. Yes, now, look up at Mommy. See how my pussy is aching for you? Oh, I want you to use your mouth to make me feel good. Stick your tongue in. Yes. Eat my pussy, baby. Yeah, let me cool your face with my juices. Fuck. Oh, you're good at this. I'm gonna have to make you give me head more often. No. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Mommy's gonna put her hands on your head, okay? I know you like it when I fuck your face. Good boy. Yeah. Faster. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, shit. Oh, Mommy's gonna squirt in your mouth. Make sure you drink it all up. Oh, sweetie, please. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, don't waste a single drop. Oh, good boy. I think that's the hardest I've ever come. You look like you enjoyed it as well. Oh, your cock's dripping so much pre-cum that there's a little puddle on the floor. And the spell didn't make you do that. I bet you didn't masturbate at all when you were on your trip. Am I right? Which means those balls are completely full right now. You must be desperate for release. Do you want to come? Do you want to spurt that thick, gooey load all over my flat chest? Well, don't worry. Mommy's going to take good care of you. Go, sit on the couch.
Thank you. Just let me kneel down between your legs. This really is such a beautiful cock. The way it's already throbbing and sticky with pre-cum. You look like you're almost ready to come. I wonder how long you'll last if I used my tongue. Shall we find out? I saw your balls contract there. Honestly, honestly, I'm surprised you didn't explode the second my tongue touched the head of your dick. Are you still trying to resist? Oh, my sweet baby boy. You should know better than that. I could make you come with a word if I wanted to, but that wouldn't be any fun. Instead, why don't we play a little game? I am going to start sucking you off. And we'll see if you can hold out long enough to tire me out. Ready? I'm pretty good with my mouth, aren't I? Well, I didn't say I'd play fair. There's still so much pre-cum leaking out. It tastes so good, sweetie. I'm smearing my black lipstick all over your shaft. Doesn't it look good? Hurry, hanging in there. Is it getting harder to control yourself? There's no reason to. I'm only trying to make you feel good. Don't you want to let it out? Inside mommy's warm, wet mouth. Come on, baby. Come on. I know you're close. Please, baby. Mommy wants to drink your delicious cum. Good boy. That was a really thick load. I can't wait to feel your cum dripping out of my pussy. What? You didn't think I was actually done with you? I'm sorry, sweetie. But we're way past that now. You're not ever getting away from me again. Oh, don't be scared. You'll love being my baby boy. And you know why I'm so sure about that? It's because I've already seen it. I'm not lying. A few years ago, I tried to look into my future. I was only a fledgling witch then, and so much of what I saw confused me. But I remember you. I remember seeing you. And it was the clearest image out of all of them. You and me in bed. The morning light creeping towards our blissful faces. I searched for you after that, knowing we were soulmates. But it was only years later that I finally met you face to face. To think you'd end up moving in right next to me. If that isn't destiny, I don't know what is. So, don't be afraid. No matter how much you fight it, I'll make you love me eventually. And you're not going to make mommy wait very long, are you? Okay. Let's go to the bedroom. I've got another surprise for you. Just how you left. Oh, whoops. I guess I forgot to make your bed. It was so nice sleeping here, surrounded by your scent. That said, the sheets should probably be changed soon. Sleeping may not have been the only thing I did in your bed. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Oh, right. The surprise. Almost forgot. It might hurt a bit. I need a teensy amount of your blood. But I guarantee it'll be worth it. Not that I need to convince you. It isn't like you could opt out. Still, I don't want it to be a shock. All right, then. I should be able to do it with my fingernail. Sorry. Mommy will kiss it better, okay? There we go. Good as new. And there's just enough blood left to complete the ritual. It's pretty simple, really. All I need is to draw a little symbol below your abdomen. And done. Now you bear the mark of the horned god of Cernunnos, the stag and rut. Feel his energy flow through you. Feel it as your cock hardens and your balls grow heavy with fertile seed. Amazing. I didn't know it was going to work this well. Fuck. You must be going crazy with lust right now. Let me take off these clothes first. But after that, I won't make you wait anymore. Okay. I'm ready for you. Come over to the bed. Now, pick up my legs so that I can get my hips in the air. That's it. Good boy. This way, you can pump your sperm all the way into my womb. That's why they call this position the mating press. If you come inside me like this, it'll definitely get me pregnant. Start rubbing your cock against my pussy, baby. Get it all lubed up for me. Can you feel how much your body wants to breed me? I wonder if you can even form coherent thoughts. There's just the urge to fuck and come inside my tight, wet pussy. You're a slave to your desire, sweetie. Just as you're a slave to me. Let nature run its course. Stick your cock inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, don't hold back. Oh, fuck. Just keep thrusting those hips. Oh, you're being such a good boy for mommy. Oh, it's going to... so deep. Sweetie. Oh, fuck. I can feel those full balls slapping against my ass. Do you want to get mommy pregnant? Oh, are you going to shoot every drop of cum inside my pretty little pussy? Fuck, you're thrusting so hard. Mommy really wants you to breed her, sweetie. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, that spell really, really did the trick. Probably feels like you haven't, like you haven't orgasmed in months. When you come, it's going to feel like an eruption. Oh, keep thrusting, baby. Keep thrusting. Can't wait for my belly to get big and swollen with your child. And I know my breasts aren't big, but I'll make sure there's plenty of milk for you. Oh, and the baby. Oh, to drink. Oh, God. You to suck my sensitive nipples. Wouldn't you, sweetie? Oh, oh, fuck. Your cock is twitching. Oh, fuck. Are you about to come? Oh, I want it so bad. I want it. Oh, please, baby. Just give that, give in to that animal urge. No, baby, you're a goddess. Oh, cedar. Oh, you're swelling up inside me. Just come for me, baby. Do it. Fill up mommy with your creamy cum. Oh, good, good. Oh, come. Good boy, good boy. Keep coming for me. Oh, let it all out. Oh, oh, give me a baby. Overflowing. Good boy. Keep going until you empty this boss. Oh, so good. Oh. Oh. Put my hips back down. Gently. Oh, there you go. Wasn't that incredible? Sweetie. Hey, what's wrong? You're trembling. Oh, honey, did you finally realize? That's right. I released my hold over your body at the same time I gave you that mark. You've been completely free since then. You could have stopped this at any point. But you came inside my unprotected womb anyway. Apparently, you didn't even notice you were free until now. Though, you were so eager to obey my orders that you looked enthralled. See, I'm not so cruel. I still gave you a choice in the end. Your body simply decided that it preferred being my toy. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry, my sweet baby boy. This is a good thing. We're going to have a child. Let mommy give you some kisses. Yes. Did that make you feel better? Look at me. Come on, look at me in the eyes. I love you. I love you, and I don't even care if you say it back. I won't force you to. Good boy. Looks like I trained you well. Come and cuddle with me. Let my soft voice lull you into a sweet, dreamless sleep. Just listen to my heartbeat and drift deeper and deeper down for me. There you go. Your eyes are starting to flutter. Don't fight it. Just sink into blissful submission. Go to sleep while I hum for you.